me in Santa Clarita, California, is our lovely co-host, Bobby Jean Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Larry. And what is your name again? Gary.
Well, you almost let the cat out of the bag as to who our guest is today. But anyway, good morning to you. And how are things out in Santa Clarita today?
Oh, well, I think I need some more coffee. My goodness. We have a little gray overcast day today, but we love that out here.
All right. We've got some pretty weather here, and we have a great show today. So why don't we just go ahead and let you tell us who our guests are?
Since I almost did anyway.
Yeah, you almost did.
We have two wonderful guests with us this morning. Our first guest is Larry Wilder, and our second guest is Jeff Sims, president and owner of Trail Guard Roadside Assistance.
All right, so it's going to be a fun show, a lot of great music and a lot of great information, and we're really looking forward to our guest today. But we remind our audience that the Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store. You'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the Western and equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a big cup of coffee, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Larry Wilder. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world on our free mobile app and online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote's cry. I want to house my saddle horse between my knees, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on the Texas plains. Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong, strumming my guitar beneath a million stars, singing a cowhand song. But these city lights and these city ways are driving me insane. I wanna be alone, I wanna be back home, back on the Texas plain. I wanna drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. I wanna hear the song of the whippoorwill. I wanna hear that coyote's cry. I wanna house my saddle horse between my knees, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on the Texas plains. She beams and rolls. I want to feel the rain in my face. 1,000 miles from your city lights, drawing the cowhand's wage. I want to sleep at night with the stars above, with the cold moon shining down. I want to cook my bacon over cactus coals, 50 miles from town. I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the blue goes climbing. I wanna hear the song of the whippoorwill. I wanna hear that coyote's cry. I wanna house my saddle horse between my knees, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show a step and pride, back on the Texas plains, back on the Texas plains.
Wow. Wow, wow. Are you ready for your big number here, Bobby Jean?
Sure.
All righty.
Our first guest is Larry Wilder, known as the Champion of Americana. A dynamic entertainer, Larry Wilder engages audiences here and abroad with his songs, guitar and banjo playing, and virtuoso yodeling. Larry was Rose Maddox's band leader and has worked with the likes of Stuart Hamblin, Patsy Montana, and Tex Williams. And he has opened for folks like Pete Seeger, Willie Nelson, and Lily Tomlin. Selecting from his repertoire of original songs and well over 300 cowboy songs and Americana music, a Larry Wilder concert is guaranteed to celebrate our nation's rich musical heritage through his upbeat, fast-paced, and thoroughly entertaining performance. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe today's first guest, named by the Western Music Association as the 2008 Yodeler of the Year, Larry Wilder.
Hey, well, thank you, Bobby Jean. Thank you very much. That's very nice.
Good morning.
Good morning. That is very, very nice.
Gosh, we're delighted to have you join us and to share a little bit about you with our audience and your great music. And so we're just tickled to have you with us today, Larry.
And thank you, Gary.
Yeah, let's kind of by way of introduction to you, to our audience, tell us a little bit about where you're from and where you grew up and how you got involved in music to begin with.
Well, I was born in Pasadena and grew up in Burbank, right near the Sons of the Pioneers, where most of them live, and did not get into music until I got into college, and I saw folks playing folk tunes on guitars and banjos, and that had quite an influence on me.
Well, it had quite an influence in the type of music that you perform, and as Bobby Joe was saying, when you put on a performance, you take us across the spectrum of Americana music, so that's pretty cool. That is pretty
well.
Cool.
I enjoy it all, from very old songs of 200 years ago up through Irving Berlin or Johnny Cash or my own songs or whatever it might be. That's fun for the people. I'm there for them. I'm not there for myself.
Well, Bobby, why don't you tell me what you told me last night about Larry's shows?
Well, Larry, we were chatting about so many of our good friends that have been nominated. You know, right now, the WMA has just released their nominations for 2015. And as we were just chatting about the different categories and all the wonderfully talented folks that we know, I happen to say that I every time I've seen you live, both at the concert that you did with us and, of course, the Coffee Gallery and other places, to me, you are absolutely the most entertaining performer there is. You have us in the palm of your hand from the minute you step on that stage. You own us, and you sing to us, and you get us to sing back to you, and you're animated, and you are so in love with the music and with the audience that we are transported. We're just having a good old time with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, that's my goal.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope you don't have a hat on, because it probably would have popped off by then. So anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I kind of keep looking for your name under, you know, Entertainer of the Year nominee, and I haven't seen your name there yet. So we really need to get a grassroots movement going to recognize.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, the real epiphany for me was opening for Pete Seeger, and I wasn't prepared to see what he was going to do. I stood behind the stage outdoors in Los Angeles and watched how he mesmerized the audience, and I have drawn on that experience of 40 years ago every time I get on stage, and nobody can do what he did. I mean, no one can come close with involving people, but I try to.
Well, you cover a lot of different types of music, and a lot of the music that we're going to be playing today is coming from your Songs of the West CD. Talk to us a little bit, Larry, about how you got involved in the Western music end of things and who your influences were there.
Well, as a boy, of course, I'm growing up watching cowboy movies, and we would go to the parades in Hollywood, and the real cowboys would ride up to you, and Roy or Gene or whoever it might candy out of their saddlebags to us kids, and that was really powerful. But I was playing folk music first in the 60s, and then got him getting a little bit into bluegrass and some other things, and singing some old pop tunes, and trying to in a trio. And then when I started working at Knott's Berry Farm, I began to be exposed to Western music. And I saw Roy and the Sons of the Pioneers in 1976. And that very song you played, Texas Plains, when he sang it and then yodeled over the trio of the Pioneers, that was it right there. I was sitting in the front row, and I might as well have been in church.
Oh, gosh. Well, you cover a lot of great songs, but you also write a lot of terrific original songs. And the first one that we're going to do that you've written is one called Red-Haired Yodeling Cowgirl. And before you tell us about how you wrote this song, I want to tell me a little bit about how you got involved in the yodeling, because you're a national yodeling champion.
Well, it was that day when I saw Roy yodel, and interestingly, the first yodeler I ever saw is the most beautiful, and I've listened to hundreds of them, and to my own ear, Roy Rogers is still the prettiest yodel, male or female, I've ever heard. And I started to research right there, and I went to a lady named Mary Alden, you might know Bobby Jean, who was with Rare Records, and she helped me and directed me to Bill Boyd and some early Sons of the Pioneers recordings. And even though the music seemed really hard to me, I tried to listen and learn a little bit.
Well, this is a great song, and so we're going to listen to this one right now. How did you come about writing this one, Red-Haired Yodeling Girl?
Well, she was an old flame of mine, a very serious one, and she'd been a barrel racer in rodeos in Texas and Florida, and a 6-foot-tall lady with long auburn hair, and I had to write a song about her. She's a wonderful person and a very dear friend.
Oh, wow. Well, I thought there might have been some young lady in the background that might have influenced this song. So let's take a listen to this one. Yeah, let's listen to this one, Red-Haired Yodeling Girl with Larry Wilder, and we'll be right back on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Now many folks have asked me how in the world you yodel, so I thought I'd tell the story for all you saddle pals. It wasn't up in Switzerland, and it wasn't on the prairie, and it weren't no riding accident around the old corral. You see, a cowboy, he gets lonesome being many miles from town. Reckon that old bunkhouse ain't no place to hang around. How come we're pounding leather and working all the day? And why'd we learn to shoot straight and act the cowboy way? You see, a cowboy needs a sweetheart to share the western trail. Feel her love and strength when the nighttime critters wail. Riding, roping, herding, she could give it all a whirl. The sweetheart of the Golden West, my red-haired yodeling girl. Saddle up, cowgirl, ready to ride. Yodel-ay, yodel-oh, yodel-ay, hey-dee. Kick your spurs and yodel up high. Yodel-ay, feel-low, yodel-ay, hey-dee. Grab the reins and hang on tight. Yodel-oh, 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 tee. Cowgirl up all day and night. Dee-dee-lay, yodel-oh, yodel-ay, hey, yodel-oh. Red-haired yodeling girl can take on the toughest trails, and cowgirl up just any old time, she's twice as tough as nails. She's the truest pal you'll ever have, the sweetest in the land. She'll stand you up to any test and keep things well in hand. She's got riding tricks to burn and a face that hung the moon.
Reckon that it's roundup time, I'll sing her up a tune. Then we'll ride along and yodel, it sets my heart a twirl. That sweetheart of the Golden West, my red-haired yodeling girl. She's my yodeling inspiration, my right-hand saddle girl. Saddle up, cow, go ready to ride, yodel-o, yodel-o, yodel-a-dee. Kick your spurs and yodel up high, yodel-a-dee-o, yodel-a-dee. Grab the reins and hang on tight, yodel-o, yodel-o, yodel-a-dee. Cowgirl up all day and night, yodel-o, yodel-o, yodel-a-dee.
Ah, that is a fun, fun song. That is a fun song.
Well, thank you. And I should give you her name. It's Karen Houck. And she's a fantastic person. And her daughter plays on the United States volleyball team.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
they're,
wow.
They're very tall people.
Well, it is a great song. Well, talking about playing basketball, tell us a little bit about your background, because you taught and coached a little bit, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I played at a little bit at UC Santa Barbara until I was actually majoring and learning folk music instead of applying myself, so I didn't have a real meteoric basketball career there, and my grades weren't good. But I did play at Glendale College for a great coach and became a coach, and I really never dreamed how much fun that would be to teach the game. And I was a coach who never cared if we won. I just like being with the kids and teaching the game, boys or girls.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Well, you know, I think that's kind of important to teach kids to play a sport and do your best. And, you know, if you don't win, you still need to have a good time.
Well, absolutely. And right there in Tennessee, you have one of the greatest people in the entire history of American sports, Pat Summitt.
Yeah.
Who has been suffering with dementia. She's just the greatest person for young people, what she's done with their lives.
Yeah, she's been quite a legend in Tennessee and throughout the country. I think she's the winningest coach in any of basketball, period. And
Yes, absolutely. I just get tears thinking about her. She's so good.
Yeah, she's been quite an influence and quite a program in Tennessee with her basketball program. And but anyway, you decided to go full-time into the music business when?
Well, when I retired from teaching. I taught high school 30 years and really enjoyed that. I ended up with at-risk kids primarily. And I also taught in a jail and really enjoyed that. I don't have to tell you what Johnny Cash song I sang the first hour of the first day in jail. and it was a great experience to give the kids expectations and confidence that they could learn and you know, recite things and whatnot.
Right, right. Well, you do some great music, and again, quite a variety in your music, and we're going to get as much of that in as we can today. And this was a song that took me back to those old cowboy days. This is one called Timber Trail. How did you decide this one on the CD?
I appreciate your playing it. This is the very hardest song I ever did. It's got those diminished chords in it, and I tried to sing all the parts on these songs for the most part, and this was the hardest one I ever did. It was harder than Cool Water or any of them. So, and it was also done on a 6-track Fostex in a garage at Grants Pass in 1986.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I tried to imitate, you know, at the end of the song, what the classic pioneers had at the top, at the very end, they sing all 6 parts coming down of Lloyd Pearman's, Tim Spencer's, Pat Brady, Carl Farr, Bob Nolan, and then Hugh Farr with the bass voice. And so you hear the 6 voices coming down, but unfortunately with me, it's all just Larry voices.
Okay.
But it, It was a challenge.
All right. Well, this, you do a great job with this. So let's take a listen to Timber Trail from Larry Wilder's Songs of the West. And you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
All the mountain high, timber, down the canyon wire, let me roam and ride, ride through timber. When the day is done, timber, timber, by the campfire's gleam, let me lie and dream, dream all timber. Tall timber's calling, and the echoes ring. For all nature sings a song along the timber trail. Blue shadows falling down the canyon's veil. The whispering pines entwine along the timber trail. High in the sky above, the love song of the trees will blend and wend its way out on the breeze. Tall timber's calling, and the echoes ring. All nature sings a song along the timber trail. Sings a song along the timber trail. The timber trail.
Timber, timber,
timber, timber. you done good. You done good.
Well, thank you. Well, if you live in Oregon, I think you got to sing that one. We've got the trees.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, that is a great song. And Bobby Jean was talking a little bit earlier about you having worked with Rose Maddox. You've got a great CD, Songs of the Spirit. And we're going to play one that you wrote from that called Jesus Cowboy in just a moment. But tell us a little bit about the experience of working with Rose Maddox and something about her.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you begin? She was such a character and had some very rough edges about her. She'd come up, as you know, through the Depression. The song, the story of her coming out on a train with $35 and a dream with her mom and her all of her brothers, and they lived in the San Joaquin Valley and had very difficult jobs and caught on. They were singing just around campfires and locally there around Modesto, and then progressed from there. But she was wonderful to work with because I saw her, like Pete Seeger, mesmerize audiences. And I truly believe that she had a connection of enlightenment with a spirit to bring the people to her. It was something different. I think Minnie Pearl had it, and if she really cared about what they wanted and what they needed. And it's unbelievable to work with her. If you missed the chord on the guitar, she'd whack you on the shoulder just for fun, but it hurt. So I tried to play banjo, and because the guitar player took the punishment usually.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
But it was fun driving her. We had great conversations many a night driving along in the dark back and forth to shows, and she had great stories and experiences and wonderful opinions about things.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is you know one of the things that I think I have come to appreciate, and just in a short period of time looking at your music and just briefly visiting with you, is the fact that you have a great deal of respect for our older artists and what they brought to music, period, whether it's Pete Seeger,
Yes.
Whether it's Rose Maddox, or whether it's Marilyn Tuttle. And so I think people need to be aware of the influence that these people have had on music today. And
oh, absolutely. We wouldn't be here even having a conversation. I'd have no place to play if it weren't for the great entertainers and songwriters that have come before. I worked a show with Tex Williams and Stuart Hamblin long after their heydays. And when they came on stage, it was unbelievable how electric they were.
Yeah.
And I thought, gosh, to be standing right next to them and get to meet them was, it just gives you chills thinking about it, how good they were and how connected they were with the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a listen to Jesus Cowboy from your CD, Songs of the Spirit. And anything you want to tell us about this song before we go into that?
Well, I have my name on there, but I had help writing it. Got it from Reverend John Martin, a lifelong friend. He's a minister in Santa Barbara, retired minister. And also from a lady who helped write one of the verses. Her name's Marie Segale. Bobby Jean, you might know her. She's always at the coffee gallery, red-haired lady. And, and quite a horsewoman there in the Santa Clarita area, tends a horse ranch. So it wasn't all me, but I did put it together, and I thought it was just delightful. 10 gallons full of glory.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to this one, Jesus Cowboy. We're talking with Larry Wilder and Bobby Jean Bell on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
I want to be a Jesus cowboy in a Holy Ghost corral, and not feel strange riding a range with Jesus as my pal. I want 10 gallons full of glory and a Bible toting gal. I want to be a Jesus cowboy in a Holy Ghost corral. One day as I was riding, Satan took me by surprise. A Bible-toting preacher, that was his disguise. We were nearly taken by this charlatan so crass, but God threw out his lasso and saved us at the pass. I wanna be a Jesus cowboy in the Holy Ghost corral, and not feel strange riding a range with Jesus as my pal. I want 10 gallons full of glory and a Bible toting gal. I wanna be a Jesus cowboy in the Holy Ghost corral. Stuck out on the prairie and riding with the herd, I saw bolts of lightning just spelling out God's word. It said, tighten up your saddle, don't let your pony roam. Well, let Jesus take the bridle now and he will lead you home. I want to be a Jesus cowboy in the Holy Ghost corral, and not feel strange riding a range with Jesus as my pal. I want 10 gallons full of glory and a Bible toting gal. I want to be a Jesus cowboy in the Holy Ghost corral.
Cowboy. Jesus Cowboy.
Says it all.
It does. Well, you know, we have had so many guests that have been on our different shows that tell us they feel closer to God when they're out on the range riding their horse.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, you betcha. And, you know, most every day I walk in a place called Mount Tabor Park here, which is legendary. It goes way up and changes elevation with thousands of trees in it. And that's a cathedral.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. I remember riding up in the Big South Fork one Sunday morning early with a couple of folks. My brother was one of them. And you ride along what they call the OW Trail, which is along the river there. And I was in front, and all of a sudden I hear my brother break out into "How Great Thou Art."
Oh,
riding down that trail through those forests.
That's
powerful. Yeah. Well, we've got another song that we want to get to, and it has a little bit of the Music City influence in it. It was such a fun song that I had to throw this one into the mix. And it shows another talent that you have that we probably could use back here in Tennessee for some of these horse sales. And that's one called The Auctioneer.
Oh my gosh.
An old Leroy Van Dyke song. And
right.
How did you decide to use this song?
Well, I was always wanted to learn it, and I actually as a teacher, my first year in Oregon, I'm teaching in a country school that had animals at school, and the kids had ag programs, and my name was put in a hat a lot of times, and I had to kiss a pig at a football rally. and the pig was actually pretty cute. I didn't mind. It was a little baby pig. A couple years later, the young lady walked the auction pig around the barn with tears in her eyes, and I thought, I've got to get that song. It reminded me, and so I started to work on it a little bit.
All right. Well, you do a great job with this, and we want to go ahead and play this one, and this is The Auctioneer, and took me back a little bit because I've heard it done a couple of times besides the Leroy Van Dyke version, but this is a great one from Larry and from his Songs of the West CD.
There was a boy in Arkansas that wouldn't listen to his mom when she told him that he should go to school. Well, he'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon he'd find him at the local auction bar. He'd stand and listen patiently, and very soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, "Oh my, it's do or die. I've got to learn that auction cry. I'm going to make my mark and be an auctioneer. $20, I'll bid it out of $30, $30, let me 30, make it 30, bid it, bid it, 30, now bid it, let me 30, bid it, bid it, bid it, 30, now bid it. As time went on, he did his best, and all we could see, he did not jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find me hard and drawn, just working up an awful storm, just trying to imitate that auctioneer. His dad said, "Son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man. Son, I think he's an auctioneer, he's an all good name. I'll send you off to auction school, and you'll be nobody's fool, and you can take your place among the best. $35, bid it out of $40, $40, living quarter, make a 40, bid it out of $40, living 40, bid it out of $40 bid. Full-fledged auctioneer, and people would come from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand, for he's the best of all the auctioneers. $35, bid it out of $40, $40, leave me 40, make it 40, bid it, bid it, $40, leave me 40, bid it, bid it, $40 bid. $40, bid it out of $45, leave me 45, $5, bid it, $45, bid it, $45, bid it, bid it, $45 bid. $35, bid it out of $40, $40, leave me 40, make it 40, bid it, bid it, $40, leave me 40, bid it, bid it, $40 bid.
$45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $45, $ gosh.
That's crazy.
I was out of breath. I can't do that. Well, I know that Bobby's now learned that you have a new skill. So if she decides to have an auction at Out West or something, she knows how to who to call. So that's pretty cool.
Very good. I'll be there.
Larry, this is so much fun. I know that our listeners are going to want to find you, and I know they'll be buying music. So give us a little direction and tell us where people can find you.
Well, go to Larry Wilder Music on the internet and contact me for any of the CDs they might like and get them all fixed up.
And you're on Facebook.
Yes, on yep.
So they can find
Larry
you.
Wilder, Champion of Americana.
Yeah.
Right, so, Champion of Americana. I love that. I do have one very fast question. What is it about Americana music, Larry, that so captivates you?
Well, you know, different folks have different definitions. They have that wonderful Americana music convention right there in Nashville, which has a lot of one great cutting-edge tunes coming out. And my take is writing songs, but also going way back in things that are just music that's part of us. It's, you know, something that happened 2 years ago is only maybe 3 seconds in the whole history of the world. And
right.
Folks who fought in the Revolution or fought in the Civil War or lived in the 1890s in Montana are part of us and very close with us. And that music reflects that, I believe.
Yeah, that's great. Well, this has surely been fun. And are you performing, you got some live performances coming up where people can catch you live?
Certainly do. You know, tomorrow night is a blue moon at 7:16 p.m. here in Portland, and we're playing at a place called the Muddy Rudder, a great acoustic venue in Selwood section of Portland. And, of course, I'll be down your way for the Maryland's 90th birthday on August 30th,
yes.
And then at the Coffee Gallery in Altadena the next night on August 31st.
Okay, on Monday the 31st. That's great. Okay, good.
And my buddy John Bergstrom will be with us that night. And also Pete Renaday, my friend when I worked with at Disney Studios, will be there that night at the Coffee Gallery.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
He's a voice actor.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, it's great music, and I know I'm looking at 3 CDs everybody ought to have, and that's Songs of the Spirit and Heart of the People and Songs of the West. And you've got a great single that you've done that's a tribute to Marilyn Tuttle called The Sweetheart of San Fernando. And we're going to have you back because there just is not enough time to visit and share all of your music. So we look forward to having you join us again in the future.
Well, thank you, Gary. It's been a real pleasure. And Bobby Jean, thank you so much.
We're going to close out this segment with one called Goodnight Cowgirl Sweetheart. Is there anything that you'd like to tell us about this one? This is one you wrote.
Well, that was also written to Karen Houck. And you'll notice the red hair in this song also.
I can already tell there's an affinity for redheads, so I'm
very respectful.
There you go. This is a great song, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Jeff Sims with Trail Guard, and we appreciate so much, Larry, you being with us today. Look forward to having you back again, my friend.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Gary.
All right, and we'll be right back to talk with Jeff Sims on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Good night, my cowgirl sweetheart. Turn down the lantern light. We'll lay beneath a million stars and say a long good night. Those stars don't know about tomorrow or what could be down the trail. Let the night wind caress you. your soft red hair and hear that coyote wail.
Good night, my cowgirl sweetheart. You've been riding hard all day. Sleep tight, my cowgirl sweetheart,
and dream the night away. The trails are steep and winding, but kept this cowboy true. Here's to my good night, cowgirl. I found myself in you.
Good night, my cowgirl. You've been riding hard all day. Sleep tight, my cowgirl sweetheart,
and dream the night away.
That is Larry Wilder's Good Night, Cowgirl Sweetheart, and we're going to welcome to the show now a good friend of ours, and that is Jeff Sims, who is the founder and president of Trail Guard. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary. It's good to be here.
Good to have you. And Bobby, you want to say howdy?
I'm going to say a big howdy. Welcome to Campfire Cafe.
Thank you, Bobby. It's great to be here. Appreciate you guys having us today.
All right. Well, we're interested in visiting with you, and we'd like to find out just a little bit, Jeff, about your horse background and how it came about that you created Trail Guard.
Well, my horse background wasn't by choice. I was born into it, and so came up the son of a horse trainer and became a horse trainer myself, and now my oldest son is a horse trainer, and my sister and brother-in-law have a huge breeding program, and they're cutting horse Hall of Famers, and their children are heavy into it. So it's just kind of been our lifeblood my whole life. Like I said, I was born into it, introduced on day one. And so, and Gary, in about 1995 or so, I was traveling, hauling five horses and a five-year-old son late at night, and halfway between Abilene, Texas and Sweetwater, broke down in the middle of the night. It was sleeting, had a truck that suddenly wouldn't start, no power, no heat, with small child, and like I said, trailer full of horses, and luckily somebody finally wandered along and picked us up and took us to our hotel, and the lady that ran the hotel was kind enough to let us use a minivan to go to the barn and try to round some people up to get our horses off the highway. And I just decided there's got to be a better way. And so kind of went to work researching this and kind of started putting together a network of people that we could call on that were, you know, properly insured and, you know, trustworthy to go out and help people when they become stranded. And so that took many years, and we really took our time developing this and kind of ramping up to it. And it's more of a passion than it is a business. And so we, like I said, it took a long time to develop, and there's been others that have come and gone. And but one thing that really, I think, separates us from the other people who are in this business and have tried this business is that, you know, the people we hire, we invest in them. And whenever you call us, you're not getting phone operators. You're getting people who have hauled horses and shown horses and understand exactly what people are facing and what their needs are whenever they're stranded somewhere, especially with a trailer full of animals.
Right, right, right. Well, now, with an entire family that was involved in horses, and did your dad train for the show ring, or what kind of training did he do?
Oh, absolutely. He's a cutting horse trainer, still training today. And
yeah.
Myself as well as and my oldest son. And like I said, my sister and brother-in-law have a huge cutting horse program, own some very, very nice studs that have done very well. Like I said, they're Hall of Famers and have really put together quite a nice program and have done very well.
Well, so when we start talking about horses and traveling with your horses, you're just not somebody that decided I was going to create something. You've lived the life. You know how important it is to be able to get to and from your destination. And, you know, I think all of us over the years, if we've traveled any distances with our horses, very often we've had something that's happened. And it's really important, I think, for somebody that knows what the horse business is about and that horse lifestyle, the equestrian lifestyle is about, to be in the position that you are today.
Absolutely, Gary. And, you know, again, you know, I was raised by trainers, so one of the things that, you know, whenever we structured this program, you know, as you are well aware of, a lot of trainers have a lot of help, and, you know, we wanted it to be, you know, a one price, one size kind of fits all. So, you know, our program, covers trainers and people that actually show horses, and, you know, whether it's professionally or personally, and to my knowledge, no other program does that. Anybody that's in it that's compensated is not covered by the other programs available, is my understanding. But more importantly is, you know, we cover not only the trainer, but whenever they're our member, if they have help that's hauling horses from event to event for them, you know, we're covering their help as well and making sure that those animals get to where they need to be, because it's nothing for, you know, a big-name trainer to have 12, 15 horses in a trailer with a huge rig. And, you know, if they miss a big show like the Futurity down in Fort Worth or, you know, a world show or something, you know, they could have several, up to $100,000 tied up in entry fees that, you know, if they miss that event, you know, because of something that happens to their vehicle or trailer, you know, they could be on the hook having to reimburse their customers, you know, those entry fees plus, you know, all the year of hard work and hauling mm-hmm. everything could go down the drain, you know. So
yeah.
We do everything we can to make sure that everybody gets to their event, you know, when they need to be there.
Well, and that's really important. I mean, as a horseman myself, I've had horses that have been in training with trainers. And, you know, the expense of the training bill and the shoeing bill and the getting to the destination and, as you said, the entry fees and just the entire cost of getting that horse to the point that he's actually on a trailer headed to a show or an event is very expensive. So if you can't get there, you've lost a huge amount of your investment, particularly for a major show. So I think that's really important for people to be aware of that fact. And that is a huge difference in other services that are available as well. We got to take a real quick break and come back. We want to talk more about what the services are that Trail Guard offers. But we love sponsors. So here is, and Bobby Jean, you like this one. So we're gonna come back in just a minute. We're going to talk more with Jeff Sims with Trail Guard on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
And now a word from our sponsor.
in town. We're not spreading gossip, and we ain't spinning you no yarn. But Melba Johnson's been sewing skimpy cowgirl clothing out there in her barn. Victoria has her secrets. It's rumored Melba's got nothing to hide. She's been crafting string bikinis with itty-bitty strips of rawhide. Her whole wheat flour sack nighties give a new meaning to threadbare. If you're a lingerie consumer, check out Melba's rumor, intimate Western wear. She don't have a bargain basement, but she does have a discount hayloft. And you'll be glad to hear, most times of the year, her items are more than half off. Warm those winter nights in a flannel teddy with a Western flair. Get your sexy burlap bloomers here at Melba's Rumor, intimate Western wear. Horsehair bridal outfits will make your honey's moon shine bright. And the buckles on the halters and the harness tops can be let out if they fit too tight. Panties can accommodate gals with plus-size derrieres. There's pretty smells for the perfumers here at Melba's Rumor, intimate Western wear. You'll see more than the humor when you gawk at Melba's Rumor, intimate Western wear. You can either Google or stop by the barn and Google at Melba's Rumor, intimate Western wear.
Home of the Yeehaw Bra.
That's such a great.
I've got to tell you right now, Jeff Sims and Trail Guard are show sponsors for our Tuesday show, Saddle Up America. And Jeff, your commercials don't sound like that.
we're working on it, Gary. I promise.
Well, maybe we can get the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band to do one for Trail Guard like that.
There you go.
But
you
anyway,
don't want us singing it.
But I can't figure out how to get either Victoria's Secret or Melba's Rumor to be a sponsor show, so we'll work. But anyway, we were talking about the importance of people being able to get to their destination in a timely manner. You know, if you're showing or competing in events, you've got a lot of investment in getting your horses to their destination. But if you're a trail rider, you know, a lot of trail riders that are planning their vacations and traveling are taking a week or 10 days of their vacation to get to where they're going. And if they have a breakdown and can't get there, then they've lost that vacation time and maybe their deposit at their campground. And so again, let's talk, Jeff, just a little bit about the type of services that Trail Guard actually offers to people.
Absolutely, Gary. And again, you're right. You know, a lot of trail riders spend an entire year planning, you know, their one trip a year, or, you know, however many they have. And it's, you know, for so many people, these animals are their family, you know, and it's just as important to get a trail rider somewhere as it is a cutting horse, a roping horse, a barrel horse, or any other horse. You know, people spend their time and their life and their hard-earned money, you know, planning, like you said, vacations, events, or trying to make a living in the horse business. And so it's always important to get everybody where they need to be. And so, you know, aside from just your standard, you know, roadside assistance benefits, you know, tire changes and battery jumps, locksmith service, things like that, you know, what we do is we guarantee our members that we're going to haul their tow vehicle regardless of distance as far as we need to get it to a reputable warranty repair facility. And that's a manufacturer's warranty provider, you know. So And we say manufacturer's warranty provider instead of dealership because, you know, we don't just cover the Chevrolets and the Fords and the Dodges. We cover the Peterbilts and the Freightliners. And, you know, in some cases, Freightliner and Peterbilt have factory-authorized warranty repair facilities that aren't necessarily a dealership.
Right.
So, you know, regardless of what it is, we guarantee people we're going to take them as far as they need to get the repairs that they need properly done. And, you know, people invest a lot of money. You know, people are spending $200,000 on trucks now to haul horse trailers, you know, and $300,000 on horse trailers. So we want to make sure that they have the peace of mind of knowing they don't have to go down here to where they change oil for $8, you know, that they're going to get, you know, reputable, warrantable repairs. And so, again, regardless of distance, we get them to the nearest warranty provider for their particular make and model of vehicle. And, you know, again, in the event that their vehicle is going to be down overnight, we'll get that trailer either back home, or if they want to wait on that vehicle to be repaired, we will arrange, locate and arrange, you know, a quality boarding facility and get that trailer full of animals to that boarding facility until that truck is repaired. Or if they've got an event that they just can't miss, we're going to get that trailer, you know, on to their event and make sure that they, you know, don't lose their investment or their vacation or whatever the situation is. So, and again, you know, like I said, it's not our job, it's our passion. And the team of people that we've been able to bring together here and just seeing them work with everybody, but Gary, the best part about this business is seeing our members always willing to reach out and help and get involved. And just, you know, the horse community is such a tight-knit community, regardless if you have jumping horses or cutting horses or barrel horses or what it is, you know. Everybody's always eager to lend a hand. And just the way that people come together, we get calls from members daily, you know, saying, hey, if you guys ever need, you know, somebody to stop over here, you know, they're more than welcome. You ever need us to go get a trailer, we'd love to help out, you know. It's just such a great group of people that we have the good fortune of getting to work with every day that's really inspiring and just, you know, makes this all worth what we do, you know.
Right, right, right. Well, and this really works. I mean, and you know, we put on a benefit concert and trail ride and an event for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. And you know where I'm going with this. Tina Mae Weber, who co-hosts our Saddle Up America show, was coming down for our event in Tennessee. And before she got there, she had truck trouble. And tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Well, we got the call from Tina that she was able to make an exit and was stuck in a parking lot and had absolutely no brakes on her truck with her trailer and her horses. And so we got the call, and we started making calls. And, again, you know, we work on things. We put a team of people on things, Gary. We don't just have one person trying to deal with everybody, you know, all of the members' issues whenever they're stranded. We put somebody looking for the tow, somebody looking for the transport company to get the trailer. We look for some – we get somebody, you know, looking for boarding facilities or whatever else it is we need. And so we you know, went to work for her, and I don't remember exactly the time frame, so don't quote me on this, but I can't remember if it was 45 minutes or an hour and 15 minutes, but from the time she called us to her truck being towed to the shop, having a new brake line put on, being hooked back up to her horse trailer and back on the road, I think it was an hour and 15 minutes to be exact. And
that's exactly right. That is exactly right. And by the way, she was not on any flat level ground somewhere. She was back up in the mountains of the Cumberland Plateau, and
about to start down. And
that's right, that's right.
The Lord was with her that day, so I mean that's not a drive you want to make down the backside of that mountain with no brakes, pulling a horse trailer full of horses. So.
No, but in about an hour and 15 minutes, she was back on the road again. From the time that she pulled over and made her phone call to the time that she was repaired and back on the road again, and man, that's quite a story. That is quite a story.
Well, and Gary, again, that's what I say. You know, these folks, are always eager. Whenever they see somebody with a trailer full of horses, you know, we've been able to establish a network of providers that just really jump in, drop everything, and do what they have to do to help these good people out. We had another case day before yesterday, a gentleman headed to Oregon from, I believe it was Ohio, in a huge freight liner, trailer full of horses, computer goes out in the freight liner. So we called our provider in Montana, where he was at the time, and the gentleman went and tried to diagnose it on the side of the road, realized the computer was bad, had him towed to a shop, and come to find out the gentleman owned a freight liner personally, and you know, told the gentleman, he said, hook up to your trailer and get on to your event. Man's going on a 10-day trail ride. And,
oh, wow.
You know, he just turned a $175,000 truck over to a man that he doesn't know from anywhere because we do business with him, you know. And I even called him. I said, well, what will the rental run? You know, we'll be glad to reimburse you. And he said, there's no rental on that. He said, that's a gentleman that's, you know, planned a whole year once again for an event, and we're not going to let him miss it. He said, he can take that truck. He said, trucks are replaceable. He said, he can't get these memories back if he misses them. So that's the kind of people that we get to deal with. And like I said, it's almost euphoric, you know, whenever you're able to step in and help people out like this and save their vacation or save their entry fees or their event, their standings, what have you, you know, or just make their troubled day a little better or go a little smoother, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. I tell you, it's important to have horse people that you're working with and know what you're going through and what your concerns are and taking care of you the way that they would want to be taken care of. And so I've kind of got a thing now that when we're doing your commercials, it's like, who are you going to call? And it's Trail. So, Jeff, why don't you tell us how people can get in touch with you?
Well, absolutely. You can always visit us online at our website at www.trailguard.org, or call us toll-free if you have any questions or comments at area code 844-404-8273.
All right. So, and you can go to trailguard.org, and you can get all that information there. And they have a great Facebook page, too. And you can visit them on Facebook, keep up with things that are going on. And go ahead, Bobby Jean.
Yeah, Jeff, I spent a lot of time on your website last night. And, you know, as the audience knows, I don't have a horse. But as I read through your website, you know, you've got a lot of great benefits for folks that don't have horses or livestock. I thought maybe it'd be great to just mention, you know, you offer travel assistance if you're planning a trip. You've got folks that can help you locate a deal on flights and rental cars and hotels. And I would imagine if you've got an RV or you've got any kind of that type of equipment, that you also would be providing just the best of service. So I thought, you know, why don't you tell us just a little bit about what you can provide for those of us that love to travel but don't necessarily travel with livestock?
Oh, absolutely. And we get this, you know, daily. We get people that strictly just have a car and like what we do and enroll. We've got people that show dogs, birds, bunnies, you know, what have you. So, you know, the horse business has been my passion, and I kind of get in trouble with people sometimes because they're like, why don't you advertise to us? You know, we show dogs or we show cattle or what have you, you know, and it's been our focus because it's always been my life and my passion, you know, and but again, we cover any vehicle. It doesn't matter as long as it's properly registered and, you know, street legal. It doesn't matter if it's a motorcycle, RV, what you're hauling. If you're pulling your boat, you don't have to be pulling anything. We're going to cover any vehicle that you own, any vehicle that our members are operating, and, again, any trailer that they might be towing, you know, or RV or anything like that. So we do that. But, you know, when you're traveling, whether you need a farrier, a vet, or you need to know where to get the freshest cup of coffee, you can call us and we're going to tell you exactly where it's at, regardless of what it is. You know, if you need a great deal on a new vehicle or if somebody needs a new shirt to show in, we're going to find it for them and get them the best deal on it. So
that's great service. That's kind of the cowboy way, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Jeff, let's mention, too, that, and by the way, Bobby Jean, this is something the WMA might be interested in, but Jeff, you've got some programs with some breed organizations that you've set up. Could you mention just a couple of those for us?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've been approached by the Missouri Fox Trotter Horse Breed Association and have formed a great partnership with those folks. That's been a really, really great partnership. We work with a lot of high school rodeo associations, especially throughout like Georgia and Alabama and Florida. The Pinto Horse Association out of, you know, Bethany, Oklahoma, and many, many more of them. We get approached daily now. People hear about these partnerships we form, and it's a great way for us to reach, you know, larger audiences. And every time that, you know, one of these associations members enroll, we donate a portion of the proceeds back to the association. You take somebody like the Pinto Horse Association, they're spending over $350,000 a year in just awards and prizes and saddles and stuff that they're giving away annually. And so, you know, it takes a lot to keep them going. So every time we get a member through one of these organizations, we're making a donation to them, but they also build a residual income. So as these people continue to enroll, they continue to get that donation, you know, every year. And it's just a way for us to give back. And, you know, instead of hiring a huge sales force or whatnot, it's a way for us to effectively reach bigger markets. And, you know, again, instead of paying a sales force, we get to make a donation to some great organizations and help keep them going. And it's another way that just, you know, adds value to their membership for their members, and, you know, brings us a great group of people and allows us to give back to the people that, you know, believe in us and help us.
All right. All right. Well, it's a great, great opportunity for these organizations to offer great benefits to their membership. And, of course, it's a pretty cool thing that we as individuals can participate with Trail Guard as well. And I will just go ahead and mention right now that Legacy Club members, Equestrian Legacy Radio's Legacy Club members, Jeff is not only a show sponsor, but he's a Legacy Club supporter. And people can get a 20% discount just with their Legacy Club membership through Trail Guard.
Absolutely.
And so that's pretty cool, and we appreciate Jeff for that as well. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us, Jeff?
Well, you know, just keep that air pressure checked in those tires. That's our biggest call we get daily, you know, is right now the roads are so hot, and stay on top of that air pressure. You know, that's one of the biggest causes of trailer fires, too, is, you know, tires burning out or burning up.
Mm.
And so just little things that you can do, you know, if you get your trailer in some water, get those bearings and brakes checked, you know, get those bearings repacked every year. It's just good preventive maintenance, and it's going to save you a lot of hassles, because I'm telling you, tire, wheel, and brake issues are the biggest problems with vehicles and trailers that we see this year. But it's so much easier to address before you're broken down, and it's so much cheaper as well, you know, to fix it before it's broken instead of after. So just, you know, be careful. Take your time getting where you need to go while it's hot, and keep an eye on those tires and brakes and bearings and things like that. And just safe travels to everybody.
All right. Well, we don't want to have to use it, but it's always good to know that there's somebody that you can call, like Trail Guard, when those things do happen, and they do happen. If you're out traveling, you're going to have some kind of a mishap sometime. And I have, and I think everybody that handles horses has experienced that as well. And again, you can go to trailguard.org and find out more about Trail Guard. You can enroll right online, and it's so simple to do, and something that we need. So when somebody says, who are you going to call, Bobby Jean, who's that going to be?
I am going to call Trail Guard.
Right. All right. Well, Jeff, you've been a great guest, and thank you for being with us and sharing information about what Trail Guard can do for folks. And thanks for your passion to make sure that people get to where they need to be on time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely, Gary. Thank you. And thank you, Bobby. It's great being here.
All right. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with more with Bobby Jean and find out what's coming up on the next Campfire Cafe and what else is in store for our listeners with Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fail, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's nighttime and the crickets are calling and the coyotes are making their wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. Listen to the music of the wind strumming a sagebrush guitar, while over yonder the moon is climbing, and it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know?
Well, what do you know?
It's morning already.
Morning already.
And there's a dawn shining so silver and pale. It's time to climb on back of my saddle and ride that old Navajo Trail.
That's a little along the Navajo Trail with Gary Allegretto and Ian Espinoza. And Bobby, we've got a celebrity on the line with us. Why don't you introduce Jim?
Well, this was just too fun. On the line is Jim Christina, a good friend and host of the second Thursday radio show that I'm involved with called the Writer's Block radio show. Welcome, Jim Christina.
Well, thanks, guys. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Good to have you call in. Thank you.
I've been threatening to do this for weeks now, and I finally had time to do it today, so I decided, what the hell, I'll give it a shot.
Oh, well, good deal. Good deal. Well, now, you were going to testify a little bit about what happens when you're out on the road sometime. What happened to
you? Yeah, I was on Interstate 5 heading up towards someplace up there in the mountains and blew two tires out on my horse trailer.
Oh, wow.
And fortunately, I was right at a lookout on Pyramid Lake, and I was able to get my trailer and truck off the freeway and got my horse out of the trailer and walked her around to kind of calm her down a little bit. And I wish that I'd known about this service back then, because, man, that would have been a godsend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because we've got a couple of friends, mutual friends, Bobby, that we have that I know have had some problems hauling horses in the last 6 months or 7 months, and they could have sure used Trail Guard when they're out there. So
I could have sure used it. That's
yeah,
for sure.
It happens. But these guys provide great service, and they'll get a vehicle for your vehicle to tow it, and one for your trailer too. So that's pretty cool. I've seen pictures where they've tried to pull a horse trailer and truck up on the back of one of these rigs, and that just scares the fire out of me. So
I would never go for that.
Yeah. Hey, well, what's coming up on the writer's block tonight? Because you guys
Tonight we have a good friend of ours. It's Henry Park from Henry's Western Blog. And he's going to be in the studio with us tonight, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a really fun show.
Well, that is cool. And so how is Bobby to work with by the time she's done our show in the morning and comes on to yours at night?
Well, let's see. 5 minutes before show, we have to wake her back up.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Well, that's because she didn't go to bed till 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning.
Or at all. My wife constantly gives her a hard time about how late do you stay up?
Oh,
she sent an email out at 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah. By the time I'm waking up, she sent something 2 hours beforehand, and I know she hadn't been to bed yet. So it's,
yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know, she has to come into the studio because her husband Jim holds up our wall.
Yeah. Jim has a very important role.
He does. He really does. And he's the staff photographer.
Yes, he is. And you know, Gary, on the writer's block later this month, August 27th, we have on authors that were with us on Campfire Cafe. We're going to have Tendacy Wade and Penny Langley of the Horse Sluts are going to be with us.
Yeah. They are just too much fun, and I tell you what, they are such sweet ladies, and they particularly Candace sends me emails wanting to check to see if I've been to the doctor yet about my hip, and so they're going to hold me to that. Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have them give you a shout out when they're in our studio.
There you go.
That'll be fun.
And I'll tell folks where they can find you so they can listen in.
They can find us at latalkradio, it's a .com, and /writersblock. We're on live at 8 p.m. Pacific, 8:00 to 8:50, 9 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay. All right. Well, listen.
And then podcast, of course, immediately following, just like on Campfire Cafe.
All right.
Right.
Well, that's cool. I've listened.
And I don't have the phone number, but they can call in.
Okay.
Yes, I can give you the phone number. The phone number to call us tonight or any Thursday is right here, 818-602-4929, and we want to hear from you.
Yes,
right.
We do. Yes,
right.
We do. Our very first caller was my cousin.
It's all in the family. It's all
there. You
the
go.
Family.
Well, look, guys, I'm gonna give you back your show, and thanks for taking my call, and we'll be talking to Bobby tonight.
All right. Well, it's a joy to have you join us. Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you, Gary, and y'all have a good rest of your shows. I hope it's good.
All right.
Thank
thanks.
You.
Okay. Right. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. All right. A lot of fun having Jim jump in there and visit with us for a few minutes, and. Bobby, just one more time, tell people how they can find the show.
Sure. You can find it at online, of course, and then it is latalkradio.com, and then /writer.php, actually, and that'll take you to our page with all of our podcasts and where you can listen live.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a fun show, and I've been able to catch some of those, some live and then some in the podcast, too. So, anyway, Bobby Jean is a busy, busy gal on Thursdays with the Campfire Cafe in the morning and Writer's Block in the evening, and then she's got Out West Concert Series once a month on Thursday night as well. And you just wrapped one up. That was a good one.
We did. It was wonderful. A trio called Sidewinder, and these gentlemen have been playing music professionally for a long, long time, but they're coming together, kind of creating their, you know, this band is fairly new, wonderful, a lot of original songs. They gave us a great night. Dave Stamey comes up next. He's August 27th, And Dave has just been nominated again for Male Performer of the Year and Entertainer of the Year. And we've been trying to get a date with Dave almost since we started the concerts back in 2009. And we are so excited. The house is nearly sold out. And that's just going to be so very, very special. We're just thrilled to offer an intimate evening with Dave Stamey on August 27th.
All right. Well, that should be fun. Dave's been with us before on the Campfire Cafe, a great guest, and I hope we can get him back on in the next month or so to join us as well. But busy lady, a lot of stuff going on, and let's tell folks who we have joining us next week.
We have quite a lineup for August. We're going to kick it off with Cowbop. They offer the best in cowboy jazz and western bebop, and that is going to be so much fun. That's a week from today. Then Kristen Harris joins us on the 13th. We're going to be chatting and listening to music from her brand new CD, Down the Trail. And Kristen has been nominated for Female Performer of the Year 2015. And she's also been nominated for Entertainer of the Year. We're going to have a lot of fun catching up with Kristen. Then Carrie Grumbacher joins us on the 20th. He's a singer-songwriter and is based in New Orleans. Brings a really nice kind of Louisiana sound to Western music. And then we finish the month with one of my favorites, Sourdough Slim, the last of the vaudeville cowboys. And if he comes anywhere near you, you've got to go see him live. He's a really, really fun performer. And that's August. Can you believe we're already into August, Gary?
This year is absolutely flying by, and it's just wild. We just we're coming up on 1 year with Saddle Up America. Our Tuesday show has been Equestrian Legacy Radio has really grown a lot in the past year with Saddle Up America with Tina Mae Weber, and then we added Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Sundays. And by the way, congratulations to Belinda for her nominations as Entertainer of the Year, as well as the Female Performer of the Year with the WMA. And her guest this Sunday morning is another nominee, and that's Andy Nelson. Andy Nelson is going to be with us, and he was nominated, I think, for one of the Male Poet of the Year.
He's nominated for Poet. Poet of the Year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, golly, can you believe how much talent that we have joining us on all of these shows?
We do. We're blessed to have these folks on. It's wonderful.
That's right, and you've been with us now for about 8 months on the Campfire Cafe. So we're just getting better and better and better, more good stuff all the time. And,
well, you know, Gary, you just played Gary Allegretto and Ian Espinoza, and I'm just looking here quickly, and Gary Allegretto was nominated for Instrumentalist of the Year, long overdue. Wonderful to see him nominated in that category. So, yeah.
yeah, golly, we've just got so many great friends out there that are such talented and good people. I mean, so many good people. And we've got some pretty exciting guests coming up on the horse side of things, too. So we'll announce them a little bit later. But one in particular that has caused a lot of excitement, and that is a book and a documentary called Unbranded. And so we're going to have Ben Masters joining us to talk about that. He's one of the four men that traveled 3,000 miles with 16 wild Mustangs across the country to raise awareness for the plight of the wild Mustang. And we'll have him on just about 2 weeks before that movie premieres. And so, golly, so many good things coming up for people to join us for. So we always appreciate our guest and our host and co-host that join us on these shows. And, of course, we appreciate our listeners and our sponsors. And we want to remind folks again that the Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors in the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the Western and equestrian lifestyle, on our website in the general store at equestrianlegacy.net. And Bobby, we always have to end up with a final thought from you.
Well, and I have this thought. It's a quote from Pat Parelli. A horse doesn't care how much you know until he knows how much you care. Put your hand on your horse and your heart in your hand.
Oh, wow. That's a great thought to close with. And so we want to remind folks, as always, that if you climb in the saddle to get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And we're going to close the show today with a good friend of ours from the UK, Clint Bradley. And that is a great song that he's done called Call of the Faraway Hills. And again, we thank you for listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Shadows fall on the prairie. Day is done and the sun is slowly fading out of sight. I can hear, oh so clear, a call that echoes in the night. I can hear sweet and clear the call of the faraway hills. There's no rest on the prairie. There's no rest for a restless soul who just was born to roam. Can say maybe way out there my heart will find a home. I can hear sweet and clear the call of the faraway hills. There are trails I've never seen, and my dreams are getting late, and beyond the sunset there are brand new trails and a new dream or two. Could be just one star away. I must obey the call of the faraway hill. I must obey the call.
Bye.